My summer got off to a bicoastal start. First, a trip to the Delaware Shore to hang out with my daughter and walk along the Atlantic Ocean. Then I headed off to Van Nuys, California. My son lives there and works in Hollywood at a casting studio. After witnessing a true cattle call for a beer commercial, I made my own video recording in the same studio where the Stones, Elvis, and Frank Sinatra made music. But the ocean beckoned, so we made our way to Venice Beach. Sticking my toes in the sand and breathing the salt air of both the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans within 48 hours was a perfect ending to a truly terrific trip. That's my excellent summer adventure. What's yours?
My name is Annalisa Kelly. I'm from Portland, Oregon. This summer, I'll be cooking for an archaeology dig on the captivating island of Martinique.
I'm Michael Merriman. I'm in Napa, California, and I'm hitting the road to Bozeman, Montana, to the 51st Annual International Airstream Rally.
Hi, I'm Sarah McLester from Charleston, South Carolina. My husband Donald and I are headed to Mongolia. We'll ride camels in the Gobi Desert, visit a 15th century monastery, and see Mongolia from horseback, just like Genghis Khan did.
Today, we're kicking off our summer adventure series with Jim Stimson. He and two of his longtime friends, all in their late 50s, are guiding a 26-foot motorboat down the Mississippi River from St. Paul, Minnesota to St. Louis, Missouri. And we're reaching him on the first day of his journey. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Ahoy there, Leanne. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. So, who's responsible for this brainchild? Where did you get the idea for your summer adventure?
We were at the 40th class reunion last summer, and I mentioned to Bruce Smith, one of the fellows with me here today, that I've always wanted to do this. And he said, I have too, in fact. He said, my mother and stepfather actually went from St. Paul to New Orleans many years ago, and I've wanted to always do it too.
Wow.
And then last night we were talking, we're just all about 6 months younger than Tim Russert. And so somebody asks, why are you doing this?
Mm-hmm.
The answer, Tim Russert.
Exactly. So how long will you be out on the water?
Well, we think 2 weeks. We're putting along at about 5 knots an hour now, and it's a beautiful day on the upper Mississippi.
We've been reporting on NPR about all the flooding on the Mississippi, and are you concerned at all about that during this trip?
We are concerned, and we're monitoring and talking to people at the marinas, and they're talking to the Coast Guard and the Corps of Engineers and so on. And, if we have to pull over and wait for it, we'll wait for it. But it's just a wall of water moving ahead of us, and we're just going to let it pass.
One last question. By any chance, have you read Mark Twain's Huckleberry Finn recently?
Yes, in fact, I'm shocked at how hard of a read it was. I bought these guys the book for Christmas and sent it off to them. We all read it in the last month or so, and that's part of the adventure that we're involved in.
Right, but you've got a Chris Craft instead of a raft.
Well, it's 24 years old, and it's not in the greatest shape, but it's going to make this trip. In fact, we're going to try to sell it in St. Louis, so if there's one good boat buyer in St. Louis, contact Leanne out there, everybody.
Fair enough. For his summer adventure, Jim Stimson is boating down the Mississippi River from St. Paul to St. Louis with some of his friends. Our summer adventure series will continue throughout the season with more stories from our listeners. And thank you for your story, Jim. Good luck.
Thanks. We need it.